Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. Yes, please.
Wait, this was really your idea?
Round my head. There is not a better song in the history of my college experience than Pearl Jam Black.
You picked Pearl Jam for Artist of the Day?
I did not pick Pearl Jam as Artist of the Day, as a matter of fact. We picked Greatest Songs of the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Is your Artist of the Day because, as you know, Scott believes, erroneously, that that is where music went to die because it came in and shoved out the 80s.
Well, sure.
And because Scott isn't here, we're going to play good music for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can. So here's the deal. I did get a proof of life photo from Scott Parks today, just so everybody knows. I know everyone was concerned because he was going to the Dominican Republic where people are dropping like dominoes. And he says he's fine, having a great time. He was lounging by the pool. All is well in the DR.
Do we know
Scott
for
Parks.
Sure that the photo was taken in the Dominican
well,
Republic?
Well, I mean, that's funny. He could be at some rooftop pool in Kansas City. I would have no idea.
Right. Or maybe he, you know, went somewhere exotic like Myrtle Beach.
Right, I mean, right. That would be my choice right now.
The Dominican may have been scrubbed and we just didn't hear about
it. That would be my choice. We got a whole lot to get to today. It's Friday. I'm going to try to keep it relatively light, which means I can't tell you about that story out of the gate. But happy Friday. We will do Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We will play great 90s tunes all day long. That makes me happy. We've got some stuff yesterday we couldn't even get to that we will get to today. And I believe Chris Ketz is going to join us at 3 o'clock. And Sam, you're going to have to remind me because I've got 100 things going on in here. He actually has traveled to Branson, left this morning for the one-year anniversary of the duck boat tragedy. So he is there. I know he's not the only crew down there, but I have access to that one. So I said, hey, can you call in and just let us know what's coming up tonight on the news with respect to that? And so he will join us at 3 o'clock with a brief update there. I want to start today, I believe this was downtown, with a DUI story. And, you know, we've heard from time to time in the news that someone gets a DUI on a lawnmower.
I George Jones
George
did
Jones,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
George Jones got a DUI on a lawnmower. I think you can get a DUI riding a bicycle or a horse, things of that nature. It doesn't happen.
You absolutely can.
It doesn't happen very often. But
wait, on a horse?
It makes the news when it does. Yes. So a local man has been charged with DUI after he crashed his scooter, and I don't mean Vespa. He crashed one of those bird scooters that you see littered all over downtown.
Wow.
And he didn't just crash the scooter. He crashed it into a police SUV.
Oh!
Which,
hard to get away from that one.
You know, I don't know how many people have gotten DUIs on scooters. I don't know that that's the police department's target demo when they're out looking for drunk drivers. But smashing your bird scooter into a police SUV will get you every time if you are drunk. Kansas City Police Department's released a statement, said the man was riding near 14th and Main on the sidewalk, which I'm told you're not supposed to do, shortly before 10 o'clock. Now, the police sergeant on patrol noticed the man driving erratically, and before he could do anything, the sergeant heard a thud on his SUV. When he got out, he found the scooter driver sitting on the ground next to the overturned scooter. The man suffered a cut to his face, told police he had recently consumed 4 beers before hopping on the scooter. Police arrested the man, who was later released pending further information. I am being dead serious here. I want to know, do you think someone should be cited for DUI on one of those scooters? And let's think about this logically. He was not driving, which could kill someone. My guess is he took the scooter because he had had 4 beers. And outside of the fact that he crashed into a police SUV, I don't know that I have an enormous problem with people getting on those things after they've had a few beers, Will. That's my personal thought.
What if he'd been cited for being, say, drunk in public?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose public intoxication could be a charge here. But if the choice is between getting on a bird scooter and wobbling on a sidewalk and getting in a car and smashing into a bunch of innocent people, take the scooter. I'm good with that.
But it is a motorized vehicle, and it's on. You have to drive it on the road, so theoretically you have to abide by road laws.
Are they really motorized?
Yeah.
Don't, like, skateboard along with them with your foot?
You have to, like, kick to get it started.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
It just runs on its own until you break.
But how? Let me look up how fast these things go.
I can't imagine it's very fast.
Because when I think of DUI, the preventative nature of the DUI is I don't want you hurting me. And I just, does a bird scooter go? Stand by. I just don't know that, you're going to wipe out a mass number of innocent people on a bird scooter. 15 miles an hour. They can travel 15 miles an hour. I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, he probably should get something for crashing into the police SUV. But again, if it's between riding a bird scooter and getting in your car, buddy, I'm proud of the guy for at least getting on a scooter. 576-7798, what do you think? I don't know that I like the idea. Unless one has hit you and someone was drunk and you were severely injured. And we'll take that call too. But man, at 15 miles an hour, I just don't know how much damage you're going
to
do.
Well, we also have the guy that wrecked on his bird scooter and had to get like facial reconstruction.
Absolutely. He called into our show. Remember that?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a good point.
You can get hurt. The only thing that I've seen, and because someone took a picture and posted it on Facebook, the only thing that I've seen that gave me pause about the bird scooter, I don't think you should be able to zoom around with children on them, like without a helmet.
No, of course not.
But I saw that. Someone posted, it was several months ago, and it was downtown, and this guy was zooming around with what looked to be a three or four-year-old on that thing. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't think it should be legal to put a small child on the back with you.
Do we know for certain that it is legal?
I do not, actually.
Because it's entirely possible that guy was breaking the law at that time.
The guy had a backpack on and had, like, the kid hanging on for dear life behind him. I'm like, I'm not so sure that's a good idea. But whatever. The DUI thing, what do you think? 576-7798. You can text me at 22980. I will pull up the text line momentarily, and we will talk about the DUI scooter guy. Hey, if you are the DUI scooter guy, call us. 576-7798. We'll talk to you in just a moment. You're listening to Dana and Parks. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. That is Radiohead with Creep, because we're playing good 90s music today on your Friday. Happy Friday. We will do Festivus Friday coming up at 5 o'clock, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Speaking of beer, a man says he had about 4 before getting on one of these electric bird scooters downtown. And there's a photo that's been posted by the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. And it's a bird scooter clearly downtown in the shadow of the police headquarters, okay? And it's a bird scooter just sitting there. and someone has put a sign on the scooter, I assume the police department, and it says in all caps, "You can get a DUI on this." And then in parentheses, I believe it says, "especially if you ram into an officer's car." And I'll post that story on our Facebook page so you can see the photo of the scooter. But the 47-year-old man was arrested for DUI. He did crash into a police cruiser at 14th Street, and I think it said Maine, around 10 o'clock a couple of nights ago. Police sergeant heard a thud, pulled over. The guy's okay. The man was sitting on the ground, had a cut to his face. Scooter was in the road next to him. And police said the man said he had had about four beers, and he was drinking about two blocks away and decided to hop on the scooter.
I'm surprised he made it two blocks.
Now, police say the man said he just got excited and ran into the police SUV. Here's another thing to keep in mind. He had never been on one before and said, "Where I'm from, we don't have these." It doesn't say where he's from, but he is not from here. And where he lives, they don't have them. So he thought, "Hey, I'm going to get on a scooter." And yes, city ordinance does require those scooters to be driven on the street, not on a sidewalk. 576-7798. If you've been cited on one of these things, we would love to hear from you. You don't have to give your name unless you want to. If you've been cited like on a bicycle or a lawnmower, we will entertain that phone call as well. Again, the only thing I don't like is having kids on the backs of these scooters.
Have you been on one of these?
I have been on for a photo op.
So not actually riding it?
No. I have no desire whatsoever to get on one of those things.
Because I used to ride scooters all the time when I was younger, and granted, I'm a lot bigger now, so maybe my balance is worse, but I struggle riding these things. I've ridden them a few times. And
here's why I would not at age 45. I know, because of the way gravity works, that if I fell, I would fall forward. When you fall forward, you shoot your arms out to break your fall. And when that happens, you break both wrists or both arms. And I have absolutely no desire to go down that road.
You could still do radio, though.
No, not doing it. I also would never get on one of those IT scooter things. I know a woman who got on one of those, and she was a golfer. And they were actually at a golf tournament, and they were providing these IT scooters. And she got on one after the little tutorial, fell forward, and shattered both of her arms. And when I met her, she had not played golf in a very long time because of it. And I just know at my age, I'm just clumsy enough and not hip enough that if I got on one of those things, I would fall. And a lot of you on the text line are saying, Google injuries and deaths on these scooters, and maybe you will feel differently about this man getting a DUI. I understand there are deaths and injuries on these things all the time. In fact, they're piling up. There are even law firms now, and I don't know if you've seen this on late night TV, that say, if you have been injured on a motorized bird scooter, call the law firm up. You know, that's how many of these injuries there are. Law firms are starting to get in on the action. Yes, there are injuries, and yes, there are deaths. Here's the difference. And I'm not saying I'm okay with this. The injuries and the deaths that are piling up on these scooters, half of the people are either intoxicated or high. That is true. But the injured party is the scooter rider, which is why I'm questioning the DUI. Out of all of the injuries and deaths, in the overwhelming majority of those cases, it's the scooter rider themselves that's drunk who dies or is seriously injured. I'm not saying I'm okay with that, but again, with the DUI, like in a car, it's not okay. I don't want you wiping out an innocent family of four or me. On the scooter, they're going 15 miles an hour. I don't think innocent bystanders are dying in these accidents.
Well, and laws are also to protect the people, though, kind of like the seatbelt law. You know, the fact that you drive without your seatbelt potentially isn't going to injure anybody else, but it might make you fly through the windshield.
Unless you fly through the windshield and hit me and I'm a pedestrian.
Well, that's a good point.
It could happen. Let's go to Dominic in Overland Park. Hi, Dominic. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First of all, I do want to agree with what you said about the bird scooter. I don't really feel like the guy should have got a DUI. On that note, I have an uncle, well, my wife's uncle anyway, that I've known since before I married my wife. And let me tell you, this guy has gotten DUIs on bicycles, lawnmowers, he's a farmer, even his own horse. He got a DUI for driving a horse or riding a horse while intoxicated. I don't understand that part of it, honestly. I can see a lawnmower, but not a horse.
He got a DUI on a horse?
But, yeah, I thought I'd put that out there.
Dominic, have you been on one of these scooters? On one of the electric scooters? Have you been on one? On one of the electric scooters? Hello? Dominic?
I think we lost him.
Hello?
Can you hear us? I don't know what's happened to Dominic. He is apparently in a cell phone home.
Right. But you remember the story back when the guy got a DUI on his horse and he said that the horse knew the way home?
He knows where he's going. The phenomenon of these injuries, but again, it's the scooter rider injuring themselves, not injuring other people, has grown so large across the U.S. that the Centers for Disease Control has started their own study. The CDC study was initiated at the request of the Austin Transportation Department and Austin Public Health because there are a large number of scooter companies in Austin and they are seeing all of the injuries. It says, we want to identify the risk factors for those who are getting injured, how severe the injuries are, and why people are getting hurt. There is a perception that scooter-related injuries occur at night. That is not true. Our study has shown they occur during all times of day. People may also perceive there's typically a car involved, but our study finds most of the time the rider has hit a bump in the road or they simply lose their balance. So again, I understand if the law is the law and because this thing's electric, you can get a DUI. If that's what the law says, I get it. I just don't think the general public is at risk because someone who has four beers hops on a bird scooter. I think the bird scooter rider is at risk if you have four beers and hop on one of those. And we all know about the potholes all over the city.
Oh, yeah.
You hit one of those, you are done. You will fly forward, and you will break both of your arms.
Well, and those scooters are pretty tall, so they're, I mean, it's pretty easy to lose your balance.
Yeah, here it says, even though drunk scooter riders are more of a danger to themselves than others, it is still illegal. There is no excuse for operating any motor vehicle while impaired.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Parks is on a beach somewhere. We'll be back next week as we continue our conversation about DUI scooter guy. Guy got a DUI on a scooter downtown after crashing into a police SUV. The police department turned around today and put a sign on one of those bird scooters out front that said, yes, you can get a DUI on a scooter. 576-7798. Let's go to Jennifer in Kansas City. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I love you, first of all.
I love you back.
Happy to be talking to you, but girl, I have to disagree with you on this one.
Go ahead.
I travel for my job, okay. So probably 3 out of 4 weeks a month, I'm gone. I go to large cities, and I will go walk in between meetings, if I go have a dinner, whatever that may be.
Sure.
And I've almost gotten ran over by these people multiple times because it's not necessarily a car that's always in their way.
Sure.
So when you're drinking, your response time is down, and same thing for me. If I were to have a beer, my response time is down. Their response time is down. I'm at least walking. I don't always have the ability to jump out of the way either. So I've seen a lot of accidents that have came out of these just from pedestrians that have kind of been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Interesting. And Jennifer, I'm guessing those scooters then are riding illegally on the sidewalk when those accidents happen. I mean, not that you couldn't get hit in the street, but I think that's why you're not supposed to drive them on sidewalks.
Exactly, but you're not supposed to drive them when you're drinking either, and they're doing both. So, I mean, it's a great concept overall of don't drive them here, don't drive after you've been drinking, but if there's no way to monitor them, it's like anything else, they're going to do it.
Sure.
And they're great. It's a great concept. It's great for people to use them and be outside, but at the same time, there needs to be a little bit more regulation. I was in Austin recently, and one of the Uber drivers was telling me that he has people that, because a lot of times the people that are riding them are younger, get hurt, and then instead of calling an ambulance because they don't want to get an ambulance ride, they'll get in his Uber.
Yeah. We've actually done a story on that, and you are so right. We have had Uber drivers call in and say there was a woman going into labor who popped into my Uber and said, hey, you mind taking me to the hospital? He's like, why are you breathing?
Drive fast.
I think it's one of those things that's frowned upon. Uber hasn't said, don't do this or we won't do this. It's frowned upon behavior to call them if you are having a heart attack and say, hey, can you take me to the hospital?
I'm going to guess if you give birth in an Uber that you will be assessed the cleaning fee.
Yeah, it's a $500 fee, isn't it?
The something
like
fee? That.
Yeah, it's like $250.
Oh, is that it?
That'd be cheaper than the hospital.
If you give birth,
bill.
They bump it up. There's an extra fee for afterbirth in the Uber.
You
I'm
have
sorry.
To buy them a new car.
Someone just wrote in, and this is true, that I am sick and tired of the scooters because they are littered everywhere downtown where I work. We were actually in the River Market last weekend, and I will say this, people do not put those scooters back. They literally dump them right where they stop riding them. And I don't understand why we can't have some mechanism like a shopping cart corral where you put the scooter back like a shopping cart, because in the River Market, it just looks terrible. They are on the ground littered everywhere in the River Market, and I'm sure it's no different downtown or Crossroads or anywhere else. 5767798. Let's go to Mike in Overland Park. Hi, Mike.
Love you show.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I've ridden one of the scooters. I went to the Stanley Cup parade in St. Louis, and it was downtown, and I decided, well, I'll get on one instead of walking back to the to the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm an old washed up hockey goalie. I'm a big dude. I'm 240 pounds, wear combat boots, jerseys, all that stuff. And that scooter was able to haul me pretty good, and I can say if I was intoxicated or even not intoxicated and I was going full speed and I hit you or one of your co-hosts from behind, or if I zipped around a corner on a sidewalk right as you're walking by at past around 10 12 14 15 miles an hour, I could kill you.
Okay.
I mean, and that's the reason I know that is because, well, I've been bashed up in my entire childhood, but I do think the DUI laws should apply. For one, I mean, most likely it's going to be the idiot on the scooter who's drunk who's going to hurt himself. You're supposed to wear a helmet. And I tell everybody out there, please wear your helmet. You're going to end up like me.
Oh, Mike, the injuries that people are seeing and, emergency rooms are starting to report them, the head injuries can be severe. It's no different than riding a bike. The thing is, when you ride your bike, it is yours, and you probably have a helmet. When people just pick a scooter up downtown, there's not a helmet attached to it.
Oh, yeah, I knew just riding it. I was totally sober. It was early in the morning, riding it. I knew it was dangerous for someone like me who's doesn't even have the best balance in the world. But we saw the kids the night before and during the day. They're going down the sidewalks back and forth. But, it's like this was a good, they have a lot of good ideas in the new, app future. But, just giving a scooter to someone in front of a bar, with no helmet, no protection, and just saying, just give me your credit card. I mean, I can't expect they ever thought they weren't going to get sued.
Yeah, that is a good point. And they are. Make no mistake, Mike, they are. Because I'm not sure, does just your regular health insurance cover that when you go down on a scooter? I assume it does.
Well, they do have a provision, I think, where they say that you have to be wearing a helmet. And so if you get hurt and you're
but
not wearing a helmet.
Who walks around with a helmet on them?
I mean,
like
nobody.
If I'm downtown in a bar, I'm not walking around with a helmet under my arm.
You don't wear a bike helmet everywhere you go?
I do.
Oh.
My children do. But with the scooters downtown, who's going to have a helmet? It's not like there are kiosks where you can rent a helmet down there.
Million-dollar idea right there, Dana.
There you go. Scooterhelmet.com. Someone just wrote in, you can get a DUI on a bicycle, anything but your feet, even an electric wheelchair. Really? let's be honest, if you are in an electric wheelchair or an electric shopping cart scooter, I'm not sure that anyone is going to be injured after a few beers in one of those. Come on. 576-7798. Let's go to Jim, who is in the River Market. Jim, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just there and saw scooters on the ground everywhere.
Well, I heard you saying that, and I thought that I would call in with this little tidbit. I have a business down here, and, you know, business doors open outward, and people fly down the sidewalks on those scooters, and I'm waiting for the day that somebody smashes right into an open door that wasn't there the second before.
Is there no other place to put them except right where you stop riding them down there? Or is there some type of corral so it just wouldn't look so bad? I have OCD. It's very unsightly.
I get it. No, answer to your question, no. But that's part of the rule with them is they leave them wherever they are, and they have GPS on them. So the guys go around and pick them up and charge them up. And when they set them up in the mornings, they look nice. I mean, they're not corralled, but they're, you know, at least lined up.
All in a row?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jim, thank you for the call, and I hope you don't open your door into a scooter rider. Let's go to Jane in Parkville. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was down at Manny's the other night, and I agree with the previous callers. It's just a danger. We were walking out, and they don't stop, but like doorways and alleyways, they don't even really follow the red light, green light deal.
Right.
And so when we walked out, three of them went by. Honestly, I threw the carry out because it was, I mean, they came that close to hitting us. I mean,
wait. You threw down Manny's carry out?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. I mean, it was dangerous. It's dangerous. And I totally think they should get a DUI. I think they're terrible. I think they're hazardous.
Did you chase them down and make them buy you more Manny's?
No, I didn't. I said a few choice words, but I didn't chase them down. They were
save
so
the tacos,
fast.
Jane. Save the tacos.
Yeah, really. But they're dangerous. They really are.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think they're dangerous predominantly for the riders, but I'm sorry that you almost got hit, and I would have saved the Manny's carry out. Honestly.
I would have taken the blow.
I would have taken the hit just to save the Manny's carry out. 576-7798. Let's go to a caller in Grain Valley. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
My comment on the scooters, downtown especially, is, you know, they outlawed people riding skateboards. These are just skateboards with a handle, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't, and probably more dangerous because they can go faster. But, you know, they were having, I worked downtown. People were getting, you know, kids were on these skateboards and having no regard or paying attention. And to me, this is the exact same thing, except the city's getting some kind of money out of it.
You know,
and that's my comment.
Yes. I mean, remember when these first came onto the scene, people were like, hey, are we really going to allow these in? But it was kind of like Uber and Lyft. If you don't let them in, you're going to be the only big city that doesn't have it. And then you're seen as somehow uncool and you're not keeping up with the times. I mean, you look around, Minneapolis has them, Austin has them, all of the big cities in California, New York, they're everywhere. And then so if Kansas City says no, it kind of makes us look like, you know, flyover country. Oh, my goodness. The owner of Manny's is calling in. David Lopez, what are you doing?
I am driving back from Benedictine with my son. We had a baseball game, and I heard you guys on the radio. I got to get that lady some tacos.
I mean, right?
We got to make that happen.
I cannot believe she threw down the Manny's.
Well, we got to make it right, don't we? I mean, we just have to.
Well, if Jane in Parkville is listening, go in and get your tacos back.
You tell her to, Jane in Parkville, if you're listening, you call, you ask for me, David Lopez. I'm going to be there in an hour, and we'll set you up and get you taken care of.
You know,
those scooters are crazy. I'll never forget the first weekend they were out there.
I believe it was a weekday, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm watching a lady, probably late 30s, early 40s, in a nice little pantsuit, looking like she's going to work, and she's going probably, it felt like she was going 40 miles an hour, and I'm watching her go all the way across the boulevard, all the way across 20th Street, and she was out of control. She hit one of those curbs
and
just flew into that little park across the street. And, of course, I walked out there, and I was like, are you okay? And she was like, well, that thing just went a lot faster than I thought it went. But I was like, yeah. But you know what? You're so right in what you're talking about keeping up with the times. And that area down there at the crossroads, gosh, we're so fortunate to be down there as a family with my sisters and my mom and all the wonderful people that we employ.
Amen.
We just got to be careful. Everybody just be careful. We can all get to where we want to go to, which naturally is Manny's. We're 20 tacos, so we'll get you there, all right?
You are right. Awesome, David. Nice plug. Nice plug. I just have a feeling like 26 Janes from Parkville are going to call Manny's today.
Every single Jane that lives in Parkville.
This is Jane from Parkville, and it's like Rita from Lee's Summit. You know, no, this is Jane from Parkville. I dropped my tacos, and I need some tacos, David, please. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me.
What Happy Friday. We are only playing 90s music today because Scott Parks is on a beach somewhere and I don't care. And I like that song. It's been years since I've heard that song. Man, Jane from Parkville is getting beat up on the text line. Listen to this. To Jane with the tacos, if you can't hold on to your tacos with some scooter swooper, you don't deserve the tacos. Just saying. Another woman writes in, I'm not Jane from Parkville, but I'm Janet from Overland Park. Can I get some tacos? 576-7798. Talking about DUI scooter guy. We tried to get him to call in. He must not be listening. Let's go to Tom in Lexington. Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
I'm glad he's having fun on that beach.
I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm at DWI. If everybody just look up the revised statutes of Missouri, that number on that statute is 3.41. If they look at that, it has a definition of a motor vehicle underneath it. You have to be on a motor vehicle to get a driving while intoxicated charge in the state of Missouri. Anyway, I know that law. So you got a motor on your skateboard. Yeah, you can get DWI. You can get one on those scooters. You can get one, anything that has a motor, golf cart, anything like that. That gentleman that was talking about like somebody getting a DWI on a horse, probably, but not in Missouri, ever.
So it has to be motorized.
It has to be a motorized vehicle, and the definition's under that law in the revised statutes of Missouri.
Are you an attorney, Tom, or do you just have a DUI?
I have. No, I used to be a law enforcement officer.
Got it. Thank you for the call. I don't know what the law is in Kansas. Rick in KCK, to follow up on Tom's call. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was just hearing that guy's comment. I was saying the exact same thing. To get a DWI, you have to have be in a motorized vehicle. It doesn't matter if it's electric or gas. If you rang on a bike or on a horse, you could still get charged, but not for a DWI. You could get charged for public intoxication.
Got it. So horse, yes. Scooter, no.
Right.
And have you had, are you in law enforcement or do you have experience with the DUI thing, Rick?
Experience.
You want to expand on that, buddy?
Well, I moved from Wisconsin down here because of transfer, so I've got quite a few DWIs in Wisconsin.
Oh,
they tried to nail me on a bicycle, but it was thrown out because it was not motorized.
Okay, I'm curious, Rick. When you say quite a few, and you don't, you know, we don't know your last name, so what is quite a few?
Less than 10.
Oh. Okay.
I've got 5.
Okay. And
my last one was in 2007, so I quit drinking. So,
Okay. Rick, I'm proud of you that you stopped because it sounded like you needed to.
Yes.
At least you're still on one hand.
Yeah. Well, that is something. So, Rick, you stay.
There is times that I do drink, but then I don't drive, you know, or nothing like that, you know, more. So I don't want to get no more of those DWIs.
Yeah, let's not do that. And you don't have any here? They were all in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rick, I thank you for your honesty. I hope that you leave that problem in Wisconsin, and let's not do that anymore.
And don't drink and get on a scooter.
Five. My God, you never know who is going to call into this program. Coming up at 3 o'clock, I am going to tell you about an all-girls school that will not cost you $10,000 a year. It is actually an amazing story for these kids. It is really, really amazing what they're going to do, and they're doing it right here. 576-7798 is the number. You can text in at 22980 to weigh in next hour. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.